correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are kind of already off and running a little bit. You get a chance to kind of be the first team to actually play a game, I think, on the schedule, if that's the same true this year. So, but I'm sure you're pumped up. You're ready for a little Lady Bison softball, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's that time of the year again, and it's an exciting time. We were able to get a week of conditioning in this last week, and then this week get rolling with practice and start of 2 days.
Yep, you're going to get a couple of days before actually classes start here later on this week, going morning and then later on in the day. Is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan. We'll go in the morning, and then we'll get an afternoon practice in as well, and then the freshmen go back to school on Thursday. So once they go back to school, we'll go in the afternoons like normal. So we'll get a few days in here for 2 days and get some good quality practices.
Now, you really have to get after it, and this has been the way for the last, I don't know, umpteen years, I think, for as far as softball teams, Easton, is because you play then, I think, your first game the week after, if I'm not mistaken. You really get after it pretty quick, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. Once we get going, we'll have this week of practice, and then we have our Gatorade scrimmage on Saturday at 10 o'clock up at the JC Sports Complex. That's always just a good time. The girls put in a lot of work just throughout the summer, but especially during the week of 2 days, and they're ready to go out and compete, so it's kind of nice to throw the girls in different situations there on Saturday and see how they handle those, and make it a little game-like with that scrimmage. And then the following week is game week already, and we take off and go to Gothenburg on Thursday. So it starts quick.
A lot of these girls just got done playing a lot of summer softball with their teams over the summertime, so maybe have been off a couple of weeks, but it should still be a pretty good softball mode, shouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely, and that's kind of their summer. It's, we do a few things throughout the summer, but for the most part, a lot of it is they're out playing. They're playing on different teams for travel ball, so they're still in the swing of things, and just kind of gearing them back up and just kind of getting back into the swing of things heading into this fall.
And it's going to be very interesting to watch, because with that large senior class that graduated last year, a lot of girls maybe didn't play as much varsity as, you know, in the past couple of years. It's their turn. It's their chance now to shine and preseason practice and make a case of possibly being a, you know, a starter on that on the field for the opening game.
Yeah, absolutely, and just kind of talking to the girls too, it's exciting for them in a way where, you know, you have 9 spots that opened up from those seniors that graduated a year ago, so the girls are doing a great job in practices of just working hard and wanting to earn one of those spots. And our seniors this year, we have 2 of them in Gracie Cornelson and Peyton Cock, and those 2 have really done a great job of stepping up this summer and becoming the leaders that we need. And then some of our juniors and underclassmen have also stepped up and helped out in that leadership role as well.